Welcome everyone to today's call. As a blogger insider for Versus, you have been granted exclusive access to this podcast interview with the NHL All-Star, Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins. Please remember that any reproduction, distribution, or transmission of any part or part of today's call is not permitted. However, today's call is being recorded and will be produced into podcast segments and made available for broadcast. We're thrilled to have Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins with us today. We also have a terrific group of blogger insiders joining us on the call, and we are extremely excited to hear what everyone has to say. Mark Savard is a 12-year veteran of the NHL and is in his third season as a center for the Boston Bruins. He made his Stanley Cup playoff debut last season and will make his second All-Star appearance in Montreal this month. Mark, it's great to have you here today. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Great. I think it's time that we open for the phone lines to our blogger insiders and get started with our Q&A session. We have a follow-up from Monique Rowe.
I'm from Phoenix, and I'm sure my readers would love to know what Blake Wheeler is like as an addition to your core team. We've seen his stats, and you know we're missing him, and we'd like to know what kind of a player he is, what kind of a person he is playing with your team.
Yeah, you know, Wheels is a big boy with a lot of skill, and he's a great person. So he brings a lot to our hockey club, and, you know, he for a big man, he skates well, too, and he's able to, you know, dangle a lot. He's got some great moves, and, you know, he's just been a pleasure to have this season and a real addition that we didn't think, you know, that we'd have. And he just came out of nowhere, really, and obviously he's been a force on our team, and he's, you know, right now he's in our top six. We have a lot of injuries, and he's just stepped up, and he's been great really all season for us, and like I said, he's a great person too. He's a funny guy, and we're glad to have him.
Thank you.
And now we'll go to the site of Brian Thiel. Your line is open.
Mark, earlier on in the interview, you touched on the injuries and how you went overseas during the lockout to try and find your game. Now, you've been a lot healthier since then. Is that just maturing as a player, or is there something different you took in your workout regime, or what can you attribute to that?
Well, you know, I guess it was, you know, unlucky instances where you get MCLs. You know, I had two MCLs on my knees when I was back in Atlanta and a high ankle sprain, so they were kind of unlucky. And, you know, I just really wanted to stay healthy and, you know, work harder on my legs, and I think I've done that. And going to Switzerland just, you know, because I missed a lot of time, and I wasn't sure how my knees would react, and everything's been solid ever since. And obviously the training regime and having a trainer in summers has really helped out, and, you know, I feel as strong as ever.
Awesome, thanks.
Yeah.
And next we'll go to the site of Christy Hammond. Your line is open.
Hi, Mark. I write a Detroit Red Wings blog, but we also have a lot of University of Michigan hockey fans, and with Hunwick on your team, it's only his second season there. How have you seen his play evolve, and what do you have to say about him as a teammate?
Well, Matt's a great person, too, and he really brings a lot to our hockey club. He does a lot of things well. He skates really well. He's solid defensively, and, you know, he joins the rush really well. So he's been a surprise addition, too. Obviously, he didn't make the team out of camp, and we had a lot of injuries, and he's came up, and, I mean, he's made a spot for himself in the NHL now on a full-time basis. So he's really been a great story this year for us, and hopefully he continues to do what he's doing.
Thank you.
Yep.
We'll now take another question from Kirk Ludecky. Your line is open.
Mark, you talked earlier about playing in Claude Julien's system, and I'm sure you've heard a lot this season about how well you've improved your overall game defensively. Can you kind of quantify or talk about what it is that Claude instills within the team and the accountability he instills for you guys as players?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we have a great system in place, and when we play that, you know, we're tough to beat, so he's instilled that for sure. And like I said earlier, that, you know, we had a lot of guys come back from the year before, not too many additions, so everybody was familiar with it. And, you know, and for myself, you know, I just think it doesn't matter who you are, he keeps everybody accountable. And obviously he just tells me, you know, be respectful defensively, play hard defensively, and he's really free to do what you do on offense. So it's a good way that way, you know, to be able to be creative offensively, but just to be respectful defensively and get back hard, and everything's, you know, seems to be pretty fair with him.
Great, thank you.
And our next question comes from the site of Catherine Hassenauer. Your line is open.
Mark, what defenseman in the league do you dread playing against the most, or what goalie do you find it most difficult to score on, or you just kind of cringe when you know you have to face him that night?
Good question. I seem to have trouble against Volchenkov out of Ottawa, the defenseman there. He just seems to be in the way all the time, blocking shots and always finishing his hits. And, you know, he's a good guy that you'd want on your team for sure. And from the goaltending standpoint, I mean, they're all so good now. It's just, it's tough. But I think the Rangers goalie Lundqvist, you know, I think he's pretty solid back there. I seem to have some trouble with him, but they're all pretty good now, so it's tough.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from Christy Hammond. Your line is open.
You have a league-leading and career-high plus 29 rating. What do you think this says about your style of play, and how do you think your play has evolved over the past couple of years?
Well, I think, you know, being good defensively, just hard work, and I think as you get older, you just realize that, you know, to help the team win, you got to do all the little things, and I think I've gotten better at that stuff, and obviously Claude's really stressed that part of my game on me, and to be in those situations at the end of the game, you know, the defensive situations, and it just makes you feel like you're that much more part of it, and I'm really enjoying that role, so I think that's a big reason.
Thank you.
And we have a follow-up from Monegro. Please go ahead.
It seems like you've always been thought of as a playmaker, but this year it just seems like you're looking for your shot a little bit more this season. Are you making a conscious effort to shoot the puck more or had more chances, or maybe it's just because you're healthier this season?
You know, I think it just where it goes down to shooting more. You know, the coaches always stress for me to shoot the puck more, and I try to do that, and it's obviously turned out well this year, so I'm looking to do that. But, you know, in the same sentence, that if someone's open, I'm going to pass first for sure. But right now it seems to be going into when I'm shooting, so that's nice.
Thank you. And our final insider question today comes from Brian Thiel. Your line is open.
Mark, who do you think is the most underrated player that you've ever played with, either on the Bruins or around the league?
You know, I think, you know, I've played with a lot of guys that are probably underrated. And, you know, PJ Axson kind of jumps to mind. You know, he just seems like he can do, you know, play in any position that he's needed in right now. And if we needed him on defense, he can probably go there too, so... He's probably one of the most underrated guys. He's got a lot of skill, and he doesn't want to get a lot of credit for that. And he's a great defensive player, too, and being probably one of the best penalty killers in the league, I'd put him up there.
Thank you. And at this time, I'll turn it back over to our moderator, Mr. Reed Jackson.
How you doing, Mark? I just have a couple questions for you. In your first year in Boston, you played under former coach Dave Lewis. The club finished last in the Northeast Division with just 64 points. This year, you guys already have 71. Can you talk a little about the change in the culture and the atmosphere around the team from your first year in Boston to today?
Yeah, I mean, we went through some growing pains my first year here, and, you know, Peter did a great job, I think, in bringing in a lot of different players and obviously bringing in Claude, too. So it's been a huge change, and I think we're tougher to play against, and that's the model that Peter kind of wanted when he came in here, and he had a year to sit back and watch everything, and he's really done a great job in bringing in, you know, players that are tough to play against and really creating a winning atmosphere here.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for coming through for us. And I just have one more question. What has it been like working with Versus so far this season, and what are you looking forward to most in the upcoming All-Star game?
Yeah, I think Versus has obviously came a long way since their first year, too, of doing hockey. And, you know, they've been great for the league, and it's been really a fun working with them, so I've enjoyed that for sure. And what was the second part of that one? Sorry.
What are you looking forward to most in the upcoming All-Star game?
Well, I just think enjoying the time, you know, with my family and friends, and obviously, you know, all the best players around the league. It's an exciting time, and obviously the 100th year anniversary of Montreal should be a blast. I'm looking to have a lot of fun and hopefully win the game.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark, for your time today, and thank you to all of our Blogger Insiders for participating in today's call. As a reminder, the audio from today's call will be recorded and produced into podcast segments, which will be made available to all interested participants at a date to be announced. Thank you again for your participation.